Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Sorry, Sir Paul, it should be.
Oh, no, no, Paul's fine. Don't worry about that.
So how are you feeling about this?
You are saluting, though, I hope.
Yeah, it's radio, so you can't tell, but obviously I was, yeah. So, I mean, the Outstanding Achievement Award from the British Fashion Council, that's a heck of an award to win, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's... It obviously means they're getting quite old. I think they give them out when when you've been doing it for a long time. No, it's great. It's lovely. I'm just joking.
And recognition, obviously, what you've achieved. And when you think back over what you've achieved, I just summed it up in about a sentence there, starting with one shop in Nottingham and ending up with a global empire. But that is it, really, isn't it? That is the story of you.
Yeah, I mean, it started with very humble beginnings with a very, small amount of savings with a tiny little shop, as you say, in Byard Lane, which only opened 2 days a week. And, slowly, we've got 1,000 staff now. And actually, I take the opportunity to say the award is not really for me. It's for all my great staff, of which many hundreds work in Nottingham. So thanks, everybody, if you're listening.
And it's not just, the name Paul Smith in terms of one range of fashion these days either, is it? You've got, 12 different collections?
That's right, yeah. We call them collections because they're seasonal, yeah. So there's about 24 a year. Plus we've, we do things like spectacles and watches and, different...
Fragrances?
Very big, very popular fragrance business. And we're selling, I think it's about 52 countries around the world, and we've won the Queen's Award for Export on many occasions, and got lots of shops in, you probably know we've got a lot in Japan. We're very popular in Japan, but also Korea, Singapore, Thailand.
Have you been learning Japanese?
Well, I can say konnichiwa, which means
I can
hello,
say
basically.
That.
And I've been about 80 times to Japan, and I've put a lot of work into it. And I'm very embarrassed to say I know about only 3 or 4 words. But luckily, I've got an office there with, I think it's about 18 staff that all speak English. So that's helpful.
How much of a hands-on role do you have these days?
Probably too much, actually. I mean, an enormous amount. And I think it's just a very personal business. It's a business that I just love my job. And luckily, we've done well. And luckily, it's had financial rewards as well. But really, the key to it all has been just, it's come from the heart. It's just small start, slowly built, and lovely, loyal staff that have been with me, many of them for 15 to 20 years. Getting really early, a couple of hours on my own. I feel very humbled and very privileged to have such a nice life, really.
You're still proud of your Nottingham roots?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm very proud of my roots.
Paul, good to talk to you. I'll let you get off to your appointment.
Thanks to everybody, and see ya.